Oh, it's always lovely this time of year, Bobby, particularly on a day as beautiful as this. I've just come back in from walking the track. It's in fantastic nick. Could have done with a few more runners maybe in the Musidora, but we've still got two very good ones and all set fair for a great day.
Yeah, five runners going to post in the Musidora. It goes off at 3.45. It is the Group 3 on the card. 1 mile, 2 furlongs is the distance. In heading the market currently, odds on favourite is Start of Seville for trainer John Gosden and Frankie Dettori, that won this race back in 2004 aboard Punctilio, so he's not won it for 11 years. He could very well win it here this afternoon. Now, Star of Seville, we saw win a maiden at Doncaster last October. That was on Good to Soft. She had a winning return this season at Newbury over distance, beating the favourite Ooty Hill that day by 3.5 lengths. So, Jim, the question is, are we going to see Frankie Dettori win this race again 11 years on than his last victory?
I think we will, yeah. I was at Newbury that day and she was pretty impressive. It was quite a strong race, a couple of runs since. And I think the portents are strong for her. She gets £4 in weight from Together Forever. Aidan O'Brien's never won this. It would be good for him to break his duck. He's been winning most things. But Together Forever has one performance that stands out. That was her last run last year when she won a Group 1. But I'm not convinced that it's very sound form, and I prefer Star of Seville.
Yeah, Together Forever for Ryan Moore. Now, Ryan Moore actually won this race 2 years ago, so we don't have to go back 11 years ago. Ryan Moore won this 2 years ago. As we said, he's riding Together Forever this afternoon. This horse had 6 runs last year, 3 wins, as Jim just quite rightly said as well. Took the Group 1 Dubai Filly's Mile at Newmarket. Has won on ground from Good to Firm all the way over to Soft. But are you fancying Star of Seville over Together Forever then, Jim?
Very much. I think she's a good filly. She won really well at Newbury. You know, I thought it was significant that John Gosden pitched her in against colts first time out at Newbury, and she did the job really well. She beat a much fancied horse in Ooty Hill that day. The horse that was tailed off last came out and ran really well to finish second last weekend. So the form has had a boost already.
And the last 6 winners of this race all trained at Newmarket. John Gosden as well trains at Newmarket too. As we are in Yorkshire, and it is the Knaves Mile, we've got to give a mention, Jim, to the Yorkshire train horse in the race is the Outsider at 33-1. Now, you know, he's trained by Richard Fye. Richard Fye's been the second leading train here for the past couple of years since David O'Mara has sprung onto the scene. Danny Tudhope, who's the stable jockey for David O'Mara, is the man in the saddle. Currently double carpet price at 33-1. Now, Lodoherty's runs have all been on the all-weather, mainly running in maidens. Won the maiden latest at Sulaw last month. Very interesting, Jim, but at the same time, very outclassed.
Well, she's got to step up enormously, Bobby, to turn over the two that we've already spoken about. It would be lovely to have a Moulton connection, because Musidora was trained at Moulton by Captain Elsie and won the 1000 and the Oaks. And this race has remembered Musidora since 1961. But to be honest with you, I can't see it happening. Other local interest, Pandora, trained by Charlie Hills at Lambourne, but owned and bred by Sir Robert Ogden, who studies at Sicklinghall near Wetherby. So there's a local connection there. But Charlie Hills' horses, no winners for 58 runners. That doesn't all go well, Bobby.
No, definitely not. And I've got to say, Jim, I'm very much in agreement with you as well with Star of Seville. I think she will take all the beating here this afternoon. But Jim, just to echo as well, it's a fantastic race course. For people listening now, they might have the day off work and they might be thinking, what can I do on this glorious afternoon? You know, I'm batting for this. I know you are as well. Get yourself over to York. You know, they've spent a lot of money over the winter. The Bills have been working really hard. What a fantastic race course. Come enjoy great Yorkshire racing, Jim.
Well, the wonderful thing about here, and I'm not knocking Chester, where we were lucky enough to be last week, or Royal Ascot, which is the shop window of British racing, but this is a non-profit making organisation. Any money they make goes back into the facilities and the prize money to keep the high standards up. As a consequence, I'm not saying it's cheap to come here, because no sporting event is cheap, but relative at the top level and compared to where we were at Chester last week, this is exceptionally good value. And there are entrances, prices and facilities for all pockets.
And just so you as well, there's a market move very kindly given to me by Barry Orr of Betfair. Mass Rally has been backed 8-1 from 10-1. That's in the 6 furlong sprint at 2.40. Jim, thank you very much for speaking to me here this morning on Radio Yorkshire. Hopefully we've got his tips off to a flying start. And don't forget as well, if you can't get yourself over to York, it is live on Channel 4 this afternoon. Jim, thank you very much for your time. Joining me now, the man to my right, is also a Channel Channel 4 and Racing UK presenter as well, and that is Rishi Prasad. Rishi, a very good morning to you. What a beautiful day it is here on the Knavesmire.
I cannot wait for the next 3 days of racing. This is absolutely unbelievable. Coming here this morning, the sun shining, and just thinking about the horses we're going to see over the next 3 days, I am absolutely buzzing.
It's really, really exciting. I've got to say as well, I think the Dante's lineup tomorrow is better than what we saw last year, even though it did chuck out the Great Gatsby winning the race last year. Now, what we're going to do, myself and Rishi, we're going to talk about the Group 2 six furlong sprint on the card. It goes off at 3:15. It is the Duke of York Clipper Logistics Stakes and Muthmere for trainer William Haggis. Yorkshire trainer, now trains in Newmarket. Paul Hannigan, who's had numerous success here over the years when riding for Richard Fahey. Now he rides for the Sheikh Hamdam Almut Tomb. And Muthmere won a six furlong sprint here last year on Good to Firm. He was ridden by Graham Lee that day and actually got the horse that finished second, which was Goldream. First run this season, and we last saw this horse in September of last year when he won the Portland at Doncaster. Now he's heading the market, Rishi, at 4-1. Potentially, you know, is he the one to beat, or with the other 14 horse in the race, are you willing to take him on?
I think possibly taking him on today, Bobby. There are £10 between the 15 runners today on the official ratings. So it suggests this is quite a tight-knit race. Mm. William Haggis, brilliant trainer, Yorkshire-born. He was very adamant he wanted to get two runs into this horse before going for Ascot, the Royal Meeting. Therefore, it suggests to me that the horse might just need the run today. William Haggis will be building him up to be at his absolute peak come the middle of June. There's no doubt about that. And because there's so little between these horses today, especially as this is his seasonal comeback from Muthmere, I might just take him on. You look at all the horses in the race. When you were thinking at the start of the year, you said at the end of last season, start of this year, pick out three or four horses that might be the star amongst the sprinters. Well, Muthmere was on that short list.
Yep.
So would be Lightning Moon. So would Astaire.
Yep.
There are three horses in here that have the potential to be at the very top of the sprinting tree this year. He's definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. Whether he's ready to show that today, I have a slight question mark.
Which horses do you think are ready then, Rishi? Because we've got Nadia for Marco Botti and Martin Harley. This is round about the 9-2 second favourite. Now, I was there that day at Doncaster when he won a listed at Doncaster. That was at the Lincoln Meeting. He has won a listed race over distance here. That was last September. So would you give Nadia a chance, you know, former course distance winner as well?
Absolutely, give Nadia a chance. I remember being at Newmarket when Alpha Kira won on Future Champions Day 2 years ago.
Yep.
Nadir hadn't even run then. Mm-hmm. I was interviewing Marco Botti after Alpha Kira won, and I said to Marco, can you pick out any other two-year-olds? Because obviously Alpha Kira was a juvenile at that stage. Any other two-year-olds from your stable? Without hesitation, he went for a horse. He said, it's a horse called Nadir. He's by Oasis Dream out of Beach Bunny. He could be very good. And Marco Botti has gradually brought this horse through to what is now going to be his acid test today. We're going to find out just how good this horse is. That's the beauty of today's race.
Yep.
I understand there may be one or two, like Muthmere, who will be better in time. I'm certain of it. But I think the fact that he's had a run at Doncaster, he'll come here fresh and ready to go. Mm-hmm. He's going to be sharp. This track, as you pointed out, suits him.
Yep.
The other thing that will suit him is the fact that it's drying ground. I think the quicker it is, the better for him. There is probably a little bit of moisture in. There's quite a lot of rain last week Friday. And I think based on that, he would be on the short list.
And what's the best of the rest then? As I say, there's 15 going to post. What else has caught your eye this afternoon?
Well, Lightning Moon, I cannot help but love this horse. He's a handsome individual. He's only run three times. Godolphin have now bought him. Mm-hmm. Ed Walker's trainer, his horses are going pretty well first time out this season. He's got a pretty excellent strike rate, so we would expect him. He's like Muthmere having his first run of the season. The idea being, though, I suspect that he might be a little bit more forward and ready to run today, so I think he's clearly on the short list. One slightly bigger price, Bobby, Lucky Cristal. Now, she was behind Astaire at Newmarket when he won the Abernant Stakes. Now, Astaire is also one of the standard setters in today's race. And Lucky Cristal had a terrible season last year, by all accounts. She was a brilliant two-year-old. Do you remember her winning here, the Lauda as a two-year-old? Fantastic performance. And it could have been argued at the end of her three-year-old career, well, she's done so much as a two-year-old. Mm-hmm. She disappointed at three.
Yep.
You could be forgiven if Connection said, okay, that's enough. She's done enough for us.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've had another go, and she was very unlucky at Newmarket. She got no run whatsoever. She switched out late, and she made up a lot of ground. It was eye-catching. She ultimately was a way behind them, but she never got into the race.
Nope.
a clear run here, yep. Strong pace. I think there's a possibility she could run a massive race each way. Lucky Cristal.
Lucky Cristal, then. It's a bigger price. That's Rishi's tip. I do like Matmu as well for the Tim Easterby yard. David Allen is the man in the saddle. Currently bottom weight, so he gets the three-year-old allowance, only carrying 9'1". Round about the 18-1 mark. Now, the interesting thing about Matmu, Rishi, is, as I'm sure you well know, never been out of the top three as a two-year-old. We saw him win the Rockingham last year over distance. Last seen in November when he won a Group 2. That was on very soft ground over in France. 18-1 though for a horse that's never been out of the top three. So sometimes you've got to look at it and go, maybe I found a little bit of value there. Have the bookies got it wrong?
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a very good race. And like I said, there's not a lot between them. And he is getting weight, as you point out, being a three-year-old. He is receiving weight from horses rated higher than him. So that brings him a little bit closer to the principles. You mentioned he won on soft ground at the end of last year, but he's also won on good to firm ground. Mm-hmm. So he's versatile.
Yes. Yep.
One question mark against it is that three-year-olds don't have a great record in the race.
No.
The last three-year-old winner in the race, I believe, was 1999. Mm-hmm. So we've had quite a spell. Perhaps Matt Moo's the one to end it.
Yep.
But I think he's up against some pretty smart horses. And it's always tough for the three-year-old sprinters taking on their elders, particularly this time of the year. The stats suggest it is. So just for today, I will be prepared to watch Matt Moo.
You're going to watch Matt Moore. So it's Lucky Cristal for you to win.
Each way.
Lucky Cristal, each way. I'm going to go for Nadir to follow up the listed win, what I saw at Doncaster at the Lincoln meeting. That's not quite as big of a price as Lucky Cristal, but it's round about the 9-2 mark. Rishi, thank you very much for your time talking to me here on Radio Yorkshire. And if you can't get to York, then you can watch all the action this afternoon live on Channel 4.
Pleasure, Bobby.
And now I'm joined by the one, the only, it's the main man, Tomo. Tomo, good afternoon, my friend.
You always save the best to the end. I know that, Bobby. Well done. It's great to be here, isn't it? I mean, what a sight. We're standing here overlooking what I believe to be the greatest racecourse in the world. Just look at this. And we've got the Duke of York opening the new stand today, and it's the Duke of York Stakes. And his mum's got a runner in it.
Yep, definitely.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Could be a nice little royal connection here this afternoon.
Love it. Now, come on, what are we looking at?
Right, Tomo, we're going to look at the second race on the card. It is the Infinity Tyre Stakes. Mm. 6 furlongs is the distance. And heading the market and also being back this morning as well was 10-1, now into 8-1. And this horse has come from Darlington in the northeast, trained by Michael Dodds, ridden by Paul Morrennan. And it is Mass Rally, who we saw win the Coal Sprint Trophy back in 2013. 10th in the race last year behind Spinatrix, the stable companion that went on to win the race. 4th on the reappearance at Pontefract behind Outdo. Doesn't run here this afternoon. Mass Rally 8-1. Bit of market support. And Michael Dodds has got some good stars. So he's got Spinatrix. He's got Mecca's Angel that we saw win on Sunday in France. He's got some great stars and he could win this race.
He trains in Darlington, County Durham. Name of the last Darlington horse to go to Longshot and set a new track record in the 5 furlong race as he did on Sunday. I think Mass Rally's got a great chance. He won this race 2 years ago. He's actually racing off a lower mark, which means he's very, very well handicapped. He's got Paul Mulrennan on board, top jock. He's trained by Michael Dodds. I like him. He was actually 4th in the Duke of York last year. He loves running at the track. He's a dual course and distance winner, so he knows every blade of grass.
Yep.
So I think the 12-horse Mass Rally could be the one to beat, but it is competitive.
Very competitive. Just to say as well, 17 are going to post because we do have we do have 3 non-runners take out horses 1, 7 and 17, so a field of 17. It is a handicap as well, so do look out for the bookmakers paying out on the first 4 this afternoon. Tomo, as you say, you know, it's a very competitive handicap here. 17 going to post. We've mentioned Mass Rally. You know, what else has caught your eye?
I'll tell you what is interesting. There's sort of a golfing connection here. Now, we know all about Lee Westwood, one of the world's greatest golfers. He owns number 6 Hoofit, who is a former winner of this race. Kieran Fallon's on board for trainer McKeith Easterby. And there's another horse, Piper's Note, number 3, trained at Leeds by Richard Whittaker, a trainer I have a lot of time for. And that's owned by the Six Iron Partnership, which is obviously a golfing term as well. So if you're a golfer, you'll be going on Lee Westwood's Hoofit or the Six Iron Partnership, who own number 3, Piper's Note. And that could be coming straight down the middle. So there's
like
other horses as well. Number 16, Bogart, trained by Kevin Ryan, just outside Thirsk. You know what they call Bogart in the stable?
What's that?
Humphrey.
All right, okay.
Absolutely. Humphrey Bogart. Number... Sad, isn't
it? Bit before my time, Tom.
Number 18, Boy in the Bar, is an interesting one. I think that's got a chance. Richard Fye's got stacks of runners. Mm-hmm. Leading trainer here at the Knavesmire.
Yep.
He's got the very good Robert Winston on board. This horse actually ran at Ascot on Friday.
Yes,
finished
yep.
fifth. And I think Boy in the Bar is another horse that you can put in. There's some other nice horses here. Number 4, Polybus, who's ridden by Ted Durkin, who lives just down the road from me in the village just outside Newmarket. And this horse is entered in the July Cup, the big Group 1. Mm-hmm. So if he's entered in a race like that, you'd think he'd want to be running well in a handicap like this.
Mm-hmm.
So number 4, Polybius, carrying the famous colours of Stavros Niarchos. He, of course, is not here because he died about 30 years ago. But the Niarchos family keep up the family tradition. That's another one. Paul Midgley's another wise kid. Paul, Yorkshire guy.
Yep.
That's got a good chance as well. The reason I'm saying this is because it's ultra-competitive.
Yep.
Plenty of chances. But if you say, Tom, which one? I'll go for number 12, Mass Rally.
Mass Rally, then, heading the market at the moment.
What do you fancy?
8-1. Well, I like quite a few. You mentioned Piper's Note for the Richard Whittaker yard, who trains at Scarcroft in Leeds. George Challoner is the man in the saddle, and Piper's Note has got off to an absolute flyer this season. He's currently 2 from 2. Handicapper, though, has put him up £4. He's now running off a mark of 103, round about 14-1 with the bookmakers. Tomo, though, I do like in the close of Midland Park Racing, horse number 13, and that's Tlitsu. As you say, one of the Richard Fahey Raiders here this afternoon. He's booked Ryan Moore to take the mount. That's the anything Ryan Moore eyes you've got to take seriously. 10-1 with the bookies. This horse won his season appearance at Doncaster. He was third at Ripon latest. I was there that day. Another good run is expected with Ryan Moore in the saddle. Also backed this horse last year when he won at Newcastle at the Northumberland Plate Day. Graham Lee rode him that day. As I say, winning appearance as well. Jack Garrity did the steering at Doncaster. Ryan Moore is booked, and I think under him he will go very, very close.
And he carries the colours of Midland Park Racing, and they are the light blue colours. And the reason they're light blue is because the manager of Midland Park Racing is a Manchester City supporter. That's the reason that Midland Park Racing have light blue colours. Richard Fahey, Ryan Moore, two guys you want on your side.
Yep.
The only problem is he's number 13, so I hope you're not superstitious.
No. So I'm going to go each way to Tlitsu here this afternoon. And Tomo, you're going to go?
12 and 13, Mass Rally and Tlitsu. 12 and 13 each way.
Brilliant stuff there. Now, Tomo, before I let you go, it is the feature race afternoon is the Musidora. I've got to ask you for your tip. Only 5 fillies going to post. Star of Seville, odds on for John Gosden and Frankie Dettori. And Frankie Dettori won this race 11 years ago.
Absolutely. He wins races all around the world. He's won over 200 Group 1 races. Star of Seville is owned by Lady Bamford.
Yep.
She's the B out of JCB. So that's where the money comes from. John Gosden's won this 3 times. Aidan O'Brien, who saddles together forever, hasn't actually won the Musidora. Must be one of the only big races he's never actually won. The big danger to everything is the dark horse, number 4, Pandora, owned by one of the great Yorkshire industrialists, Sir Robert Ogden.
Yep.
He's well into his 80s. He loves this horse. He bred it himself. And William Buick told me last night at Chelmsford City before we left that this horse, he thinks, has got a great chance. So Star of Seville to beat together forever, but the dark horse is Pandora, number 4.
And William Buick won this race 2 years in a row. He won it back in 2011, and then he followed it up back in 2012. Tomo, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure, Bobs.
Always a pleasure.
Nice suit as well.
Thank you. Nice tie.
Thanks, big fella.
Hopefully, we've tipped a few winners for the Radio Yorkshire listeners.
Go for it.
Just very quickly, before I let you go, just tell the Radio Yorkshire listeners now, whether they're listening Leeds, York, Rotherham, Beverley, wherever, why should they come to York here this afternoon?
Because you get not just the best racing, the best horses, jockeys, trainers, owners, etc., etc. You get a warm welcome when you arrive here. And the beauty of this is, if you want to come and you get fish and chips for £5.99, you can buy a bottle of champagne for under £20. You can't do that at Ascot. People say this is the Ascot of the North. No, it's not. Ascot is the York of the South. This place, the best race course in the world. And if you've never been, just come and experience it. It's a great day out, and you'll love it.